The first McCain-Obama debate is on for tonight, but the financial bailout deal is not on, at least not today. Democrats and Republicans are still trying to hammer out a rescue package for Wall Street. Meanwhile, GOP presidential candidate John McCain changed his mind about postponing his debate tonight with Barack Obama. Both candidates are now expected to be in Mississippi for the televised face-off, and the financial crisis is expected to dominate the discussion. John Authors is the global investment editor at the Financial Times. He says there was an eerie calm on Wall Street today.
Things at the moment are in the state of almost suspended animation. I mean, obviously, a lot depends on some deal being achieved. But more important than that for many people on the street is exactly what deal is achieved, because that could make a critical difference as to who stands to make money and who stands to lose. Stock prices are lower than they were at the beginning of the week, but not dramatically so in many ways. Activity in the money market, the locus of greatest concern, is very slow indeed, and everything depends on finding out what clarity we can get from the politicians in Washington.
Right. I mean, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, though, have been ratcheting up the pressure on lawmakers in Capitol Hill to agree to reach a deal as soon as possible. Some say that legislation that is this crucial to global economics should not be rushed through. So explain for us the different sides to this question. Does a deal have to happen quickly, and why?
It is the nature of modern capital markets that a deal does have to happen very quickly if it is to have maximum effect. There's no coincidence that most of the big events in this crisis so far have happened on Sundays. Yeah, we heard the news of the fire sale of Bear Stearns on a Sunday, the news that the government was taking over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came out on a Sunday, and so on, because there is a brief window between the close in New York on a Friday afternoon and an Asian markets opening on a Sunday, American time, when no markets are trading and you can try to get something done. If markets are nervous about particular institutions, they will trade against them very, very hard and make life very much more difficult.
It seems that part of the crux of the logjam in Washington seems to be how to finance the bailout. So what are the options that are being fought over? I mean, some House Republicans are saying, let's have the people on Wall Street pay for Wall Street's mistakes with private money. I mean, is that workable?
It's very much harder to make it work in the short term. It's obviously a very reasonable point of view, and that's actually one of the big problems that the politicians face, is that there are two or three very sensible, reasonable points of view as to how you could do this bailout that don't overlap naturally with ideology.
Isn't the bottom line, though, that U.S. taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill?
One way or another, I'm speaking as a U.S. taxpayer, even though I'm British, one way or another, we U.S. taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill. It depends whether we do that through paying higher taxes or whether it's because we pay the bill because there will just be far less credit to go around, and so we can't borrow the things that we'd like to do to buy the things we'd like to buy. One thing that's interesting, I mean, obviously the U.S. lawmakers' first responsibility is to their own constituents, but in many ways the rest of the world has been an innocent bystander caught up in all of this. The U.S. stock market has fallen less since this crisis started than virtually any other market that you could name. So people at the moment are viewing this with great anxiety. Until there is greater clarity on exactly what's going to come from Washington, however, you're not going to get a clear change in direction.
John Authors, the global investment editor of the Financial Times, joining us from New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.